Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is so awesome. Thank you all so much for joining us this morning for this quick moment of reflection and prayer. I hope and pray you're having a blessed day. This is the midweek, and the Lord is carrying us through as we are on day 7 of our 40-day sojourn. Amen. Day 7, Lord is good and God is blessing us. So thank you for joining. Want to get right to the word. The word this morning is coming to us from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 65. Isaiah chapter 65. And I want to read in your hearing verses 1 and 2, but I encourage you to read chapters 64 and 65, which I know will be a blessing to your life. But for our time together, we want to look at verses 1 and 2 of Isaiah 65, verses 1 and 2. And I'm going to read it from the NIV version of the Bible. Here's what the word of the Lord says. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. To a nation that did not call on my name, I said, here am I, here am I. All day long, I have held out my hands to an obstinate people who walk in ways not good, pursuing their own imaginations. Word of God for people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about, I see you, do you see me? I see you, do you see me? Love it. I believe this, that we're living in an age where a lot of people have missed seeing God. They have seen what they believe based on imaginations and their own thoughts, a variation of what or who God is. But I just believe that a lot of people have missed truly seeing God. So I've, you know, the question is, how do we miss seeing God? How do you miss seeing God? In the case of our scripture, Israel comes before God with a whole list of laments. And you can read about the laments, Isaiah 64 and Isaiah 63 and 64. In Isaiah 63 and 7, they admitted they rebelled and grieved the Holy Spirit. In Isaiah 63 and 11, they remembered the old days and asked, you know, how you brought us out of the sea. Can we go back to those days, God? In Isaiah 63 and 17, they blamed God for the error of their ways. God, you hardened our hearts because we were so fearful of you. In Isaiah 64 and 1, they even plead with God, Lord, tear open the heavens and come down to the mountains that they may tremble before you. Give us a sign, Lord, that you still remain with us. In Isaiah 64 and 9, they said, Lord, do not be angry beyond measure with us. Lord, do not remember our sins forever. They say in Isaiah 64 and 9, see, look, we beg you. We are your people. Do you see us, God? And in response to their lament, God shows them some tough love. Here's where we are in Isaiah 65, 1 and 2. It's God's response to their previous laments. God, do you see us? Do you see us, Lord? Don't remember any of the stuff we did in the past. and God shows tough love, basically showing them what I believe is, I see you, but do you really see me? So the relevant question this morning is, what does God want us to see? Why do we keep missing God? And how should we see God when we search for him? Three things, beloved, I want to lift up quickly. Number one, God says, I'm always available to anyone who is open. I'm always available to anyone who's open. Look how available God is. Let's look at verse 1. Verse 1, in God's response to their lament, he says, I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. God said, that's just how available I am. I was found by those who did not seek me. To a nation that did not call on my name, I said, here am I. Here am I. God says, I'm such a sight to see that I am seen and made visible by those who did not even ask or inquire. I was found by those who did not even seek me. God is saying that I'm so visible, I'm so available, I'm so big that those that did not even seek me, those that did not even inquire about me, have found me. He's even saying to those who have not called on me, who have not called on my name, he says, see me, see me. I am here. Here am I. To those who are not faithful to his covenant, God still shows concern. So the lesson for us, then, beloved, is that God is always available and open to anyone who will open their eyes to see him. God is always available, but here's the thing, y'all. Are we always accessible to God? God is always, remember that, God is always available, but are we always accessible to God? What impediments, what things have we put in place to block us from seeing God? God says, I see you, but do you see me? There's more here. God says, not only am I available to anyone who is open, but second thing is, God says that you can't complain about me, then call on me. you can't complain about me, then call on me. Verse two says, all day long I've held out my hands to an obstinate people who walk in ways not good, pursuing their own imagination. He says, I've spread out my hands to all who have been a rebellious people against me. But you have complained that I'm not here. But my hands have always been open and there. And sometimes, beloved, here it is. Sometimes, beloved, when God wants to bless us, when God wants to make himself accessible and available to us, we allow our imaginations to block us from having the connection with God. So we have to be careful about walking after our own ways and walking after our own thoughts. Please know this, that God sees you. He saw you before you were formed in your mother's womb. He saw you. He knew. God is the beginning and the end. He sees all. But do we see him? Do not allow your own imaginations to preclude you from seeing that the hand of God is right here. Hand of God is always there. He says, my hands have always been open. I've held my hands open to an obstinate people, those who walk in ways not good, pursuing their own imagination. He says, their imaginations have blocked them, but I'm still here. I see you. Do you see me? But then finally, beloved, I want to show you something else. Not only is it important to know that God is available to anyone who is open, that those that did not seek him, those that did not ask for him, those that did not call on his name, he's there for them. If he's there for them, he'll be there for you. Not only is it important to know that you can't complain about God and then call on God, because God says, my hands have always been here. My hands have always been there all the time. You have to be careful about your thoughts, your imaginations blocking you from the invitation of connecting with God. But here's the final thing, beloved. Final thing I want to show you is now that I have your attention, God says, here are my intentions concerning you. Now that I have your attention. Sometimes what happens in life is that God will leave you in a place of discovery. That when you're in this place, sometimes God says, now do you see me? Now that you are where you are, now do you see who I am? Now do you see that I am God? And so now that he's got your attention, he can give you and show you his intentions towards you all along. Now, to find that, you got to go down to verse 8 and 9. Go to verses 8 and 9 of Isaiah 65. Here's what it says. This is what the Lord says. And when juice is still found in a cluster of grapes, and people say, don't destroy it. There's still a blessing in it. So will I do in behalf of my servants. I will not destroy them all. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, those who possess my mountains. My chosen people will inherit them, and there will my servants live. Here's the thing, beloved. When God gets your attention, he then shows you his intentions, the intentions that God has for those who are believers in the Most High, for those who are servants of the Lord. And listen, when you're servants of the Lord, that God has something in store for you. But you got to see God because God sees you. Let me give you this really quickly, then I'm praying quickly. I'm getting y'all out of here. Go down to verse 13 through 16. I just want to read what God will do for his servants really quickly. Verse 13 through 16. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. My servants will eat, but you will go hungry. The person that goes hungry are those who are not servants of God. My servants will drink, but you will go thirsty. My servants will rejoice, but you will be put to shame. My servants will sing out of the joy of their hearts, but you will cry out from anguish of heart and wail and broken spirit. You will leave your name for my chosen ones to use in their curses. The sovereign Lord will put you to death, but to his servants he will give another name. Whoever invokes a blessing in the land will do so by the one true God. Whoever takes an oath in the land will swear by the one true God. Watch this. For the past troubles will be forgotten and hidden from my eyes. Love it. I'm getting ready to pray. I just want you to know God sees you. Do you see him? That even in the midst of your trouble and even in the midst of your lament, even in the midst of your trials, triumph is on the way for God's servants. Hold on to that. God says, I see you. Do you see me? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come thanking and praising you, Lord, for just the blessing of your word, the assurance that comes to reading your word. And now, God, we know that you're available to anyone who is open. We know, Lord God, that we can't be a complaining constituency that calls on your name for constant blessings, but that we have to rely on the fact that, Lord God, your hands are always open toward us. Lord, do not allow our imaginations, our thoughts, to rise up to a place that blocks us from your blessings. Lord, thank you that sometimes you allow things to happen to get our attention so that we might discover and know your intentions for our lives. Your intention is always to bless, to always uplift, to always see about us, to always carry us through. Your intentions for those who remain faithful in servitude to you, Lord God, is to bless us from on high. And the things of our past, Lord God, the troubles of our past, we become hidden from your sight. Lord, we thank you for the blessing of knowing who you are. And Lord, forgive us that when we don't see you, thank you, Lord, that you see us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, I believe this. You prayed that prayer with me, and if you go back and read that scripture, you're going to get something out of it. And just remember that God sees you even when you can't see God. Be blessed on this day 7 in Jesus' name. Amen.